Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov, Chabul Bashev, welcome everyone back. I hope everyone had an easy and meaningful fast. I hope that all of our tefillot should be answered. Next year, B'zad Hashem, we should be gathering in Yerushalayim at the Beit HaMikdash. We should not have to mourn anymore. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shlema Vod Cholim. ובכלם חמדה ברכה מרד ז'אן אל מנחנו כמה רפקה שרה בת מוניר שלמה משרה דוד בן חבר רפקה יפה בת דבורה רפקה בת חבר רפקה בת אסתר שלמה משרה פעם מנעם השם מנחנה יפה בת מרים יהודה בן חכה שבת חנה רכה מחנה שמחת בן מלכם רב הלכה בת עזב מרים חנה לאן אמן נרום יחלה שבת אמר שבר חנה גבר גיטה בת מרחת דן מסר שם ונקה שכמון עלי יעקב דמר מלכה שבן נתר מרים רפאי ושם בן דבורה שלמה משם מבינה ושם בן יוסף בן דבורה שלמה משם בן עיניים ושם בן יפה לניה מנדינה ושמחה מנה פעם מנה מגלו כבר גילו מנה כמו שמ� ורבל ישוע בניך המחנה, מלכבת אסתר, שרב שלמה בן שמסי, מנחם דוד, אריה בן רבקה, ולהבדיל לא נשמעת, דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, אליהו דן בת אפרים, שמעון בן ישראל, אברהם, מלכבת דן, ואז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה, בת אברהם. Okay, this week's parasha is ויתחנן. And essentially, this week's parasha, we actually have a lot of different lessons, a lot of different things we can talk about, but ויתחנן starts out with Vaychanan el Adonai ba'et ha'ilemor, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to implore Hashem, comes to pray to Hashem. The word Vaychanan is a very interesting word that is used for Moshe Rabbeinu's prayers towards Hashem. Because we don't usually see this word used in the Torah, and the way the English translates it is implored. What is implored? Prayed to Hashem. Right? They actually learn out a lot of different gematrias, a lot of different numerical values from the word Vaychanan, and one of them is actually such a beautiful lesson. They say, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to pray to Hashem, asking Him, saying, okay, it's time, to let me into the land of Israel. And we learn from this word, Vayetchanan, if you take the numerical value of Vayetchanan, you get 515. And everybody knows the Dirash. Of course, it's always the Dirashah people say. Moshe Rabbeinu went and implored Hashem, he prayed to Hashem 515 times, and Hashem told him, stop. Hashem said, stop praying. Because if you continue to pray even one more time, I'm going to have to answer you and I'm going to have to let you into the land of Israel, and I can't let you in. What is Hashem? What's going on over here? What's the story? Moshe is praying to Hashem with so much kavanah, so much focus, so many times, and then Hashem tells him, finally, stop, it's over, I can't let you in no more. Well, first of all, question number one, why is Hashem making Moshe go through so much to get to this point? Question number two is, when do we ever see Hashem stop us with our prayers, saying, no, you can't pray anymore. Don't pray anymore. If you continue praying, then you're going to get what you want. I don't want you to pray anymore. What's the idea of it? It's something very special about Moshe Rabbeinu that we don't see anywhere else. And I think this is going to be our topic for today. Moshe Rabbeinu's prayers were so very powerful that he was able to break through any gezerah, any decree, or anything that was placed upon him in Shamayim, in heaven. No matter what was there, Moshe Rabbeinu with his tefillot, he could break through them. And not only Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Torah is teaching us that any person through their prayers, you can break through anything. A person who's looking for a shidduch, they're looking for someone to get married to, and they can't find. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 times. Right? You don't know how many times it will take until that final cherry on top comes that it'll give you what you need. Or a person is looking for parnasa. He's not, not doing so great in work. And parnasa is not working out so well. And praying to Hashem could be the answer. People, a lot of times, they come to me and they ask me for advice. And the question of advice is such a difficult question sometimes that there's nothing the person physically can do. There's no efforts he can put in that can change. He's doing everything he possibly can. He's doing everything at work he can. He's doing everything he can to be a good person. He's doing everything. But what's left is that he's not giving in his effort to pray to Hashem. And we don't understand the value and the importance of praying to Hashem and how much power it has, because had we understood, we could break through anything. They say that through the power of tefillah, a person can change his destiny, what he's destined to have. He's destined to have one thing. Through his power of his tefillah, he can actually uproot that and change that. I always say the analogy, there's this guy who walks into the store and he wants to buy this beautiful chandelier. So he asks the store owner, how much does the chandelier cost? And he says, $1,000. Okay, he takes out a $1 bill, he puts it on the table, he says, I'm ready to buy. And the guy looks at him and says, I said 1,000, not $1. He says, no, I'm ready to buy with this dollar. Says, but it's not $1. I'm ready to buy it. But you don't have the money. How can you buy it if you don't have the money? So the guy comes back the next day with another dollar. Here, I have two. Still short. The next day, 3, 4, 10, 20, 30. After a couple of months, he gets the 100, he comes in, okay, I'm ready to buy. Because you're only 1/10 of the way there. This guy's going month after month after month, bringing in more and more money until finally he gets to 1,000 and finally he's able to buy the chandelier. Right? What's the nimshal? A lot of times the lesson is we're praying to Hashem, we keep praying and praying and praying, and then we turn back and like, I don't understand. I prayed already 50 times for something, it doesn't come to me. Hashem doesn't answer me. Maybe Hashem's not listening. The answer is chas v'shalom. Hashem is always listening. Hashem never stops listening to our tefillah. Hashem, you think when a father is talking to a child and a child comes to request something from the father, that the father is not listening? The father would ever not listen? And it's not like a human father. He's our Father in heaven. He's listening to every single one of our words. You know, someone once asked me, they said, how is it possible? There's so many people praying in a minyan at the same time, praying to Hashem. Hashem only has 2 ears. How can He hear? And I said, this is not the way Hashem works, right? It's not the way Hashem works. Hashem hears everything. He sees everything. He understands everything, understands every language. And so the idea is, the lesson is, we don't know how many prayers you need to put in, how much kavanah, how much focus you need to put in to receive what you're trying to pray for. We don't know the power of it. But the Torah is teaching us in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu had all of that. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed. Moshe Rabbeinu had kavanah, he had focus. He prayed with quantity, with quality. He put so much into it. And then Hashem said, you have to stop. Why? There's a decree upon you that you're not going in. You're not going to go into the land of Israel. You're not going to. You can't. You got punished for what you did. You did wrong. You hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, whatever, however you want to explain it. And you're not allowed to go into the land of Israel no matter how much you pray. So let me ask you a question. And this is, you know, going more into the depth of the story in the Torah. Is that when Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 times, what happened to all of those tefillot? Or let's say you're praying for someone's health. Lo aleinu, lo aleinu. Someone has a relative who's sick, and you pray and you pray and you pray, and a person prays and prays, and after hundreds of times, lo aleinu cherbashe, the person passes away. What happened to all of those tefillot? They were in vain. All of the tefillot didn't count. The answer is, God forbid. 100%, every single tefillah, every single word of prayer that comes out of your mouth, it's heard by Hashem. And I'll show you with a story that this is true. There's a man who he wanted to drive a very fancy car. He wanted to drive a Ferrari. This was his story. He wanted to drive a Ferrari, but he couldn't afford it. So every day he would pray to Hashem, endlessly praying, 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 praying. Hashem, let me have this Ferrari. This is what he wanted. He wanted to drive a Ferrari so everyone could see him drive a Ferrari. And his whole life passed, and he couldn't make ends meet in order to buy that Ferrari, in order to get himself a Ferrari. He passes away one day. And his children, that very week that he passes away, his children are walking in the street. As they're walking in the street, all of a sudden, this man is passing by. This man comes over to them and says, listen, I'm moving to a different country. I'm giving away all of my things. I have this car as a Ferrari. Do you want to take it? The children say, okay. They take the car. A few months pass by, and then they stop and they think to themselves. They say, wait, our father always used to pray to have this exact thing. And all of a sudden now, for free, Hashem just dropped it in our hands? What's the idea there? And people don't realize that your tefillot, a lot of times you pray for something and Hashem decides it's not for you. Hashem decides it's not set out for you. You're not going to receive it. But you don't know that those tefillot are going up in your treasure box, and they're going to come down to your children, and they're going to come down to your grandchildren. Now, of course, if you pray for much more important things than a Ferrari, then you hope that those brachot, those prayers will come down as much better things. You pray for them to have long life and health and stuff like that. You don't know how much power that has. Even when you pray for yourself, Hashem can take your prayer and say, you know what, I know what's best for you. And He can turn your prayer into something else. And that's the beauty behind the power of our tefillot. Moshe Rabbeinu's prayers did not go unanswered. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, he didn't get answered the way he wanted to. But we don't know how much power his tefillot had, and how much koach, how much strength they had, and what kind of protection they made for Am Yisrael. You know, who knows if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't pray, what his tefillot would have done? We don't know. If he didn't pray, we wouldn't have any tefillah, and maybe the Jewish people would not have protection when they went into the land of Israel. We don't know how powerful the tefillot are. And so every single time we have an opportunity to pray, it's not a burden, it's a zechut, it's a blessing. You know, in the times of the Holocaust, lo aleinu, they didn't have the option. They weren't able to pray. We have the opportunity every single day. To me, the most shocking thing in the world is when a person decides to say, you know what, I'm going to sleep in this morning. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to go to minyan. Why? Because what they're saying is, I don't care, and I'm going to take for granted what maybe my forefathers or maybe my ancestors or the people in the Holocaust didn't have. I don't care. I'm lazy. I'm tired. The next time that alarm rings, or the next time you have an opportunity to go and pray and you decide what's more important, this or prayer, think twice. Think again, because the power of our tefillot, one tefillah, can be stronger than millions and millions of dollars that a person can make in a deal. Because you don't know how much that one tefillah can empower you in this world and in the next world. And so therefore, this is a lesson for us that each and every one of us should take, that we should view our tefillot much more importantly. That we should not take them for granted and not just think that every day I can come and pray and that's it. Who knows, maybe one day Hashem says, you know what, you don't have the opportunity to pray anymore, God forbid. He's giving it to us. He's giving us opportunity. He's giving us the zechut. Let's all take advantage of the fact that we have tefillah, have more kavanah, have more focus in our prayers. And B'zad Hashem, we pray and hope that all of our prayers should be answered, not only the way we want them, but even in ways that we don't foresee them as we pray for them. And Hashem should bless us in all different types of ways, even ways that we don't even foresee, B'zad Hashem. Have a great day, gentlemen.